I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson says he's working to secure funding for Georgia farmers still recovering from Hurricane Michael. On GPB's Political Rewind, Isaacson said Congress must move quickly.
If March goes and we haven't got that worked out, we're dead. I mean, crops have seasons. You have to pick them, you have to clean them, you have to ship them, you have to do all that. You just run out of time.
Congress has yet to vote on a comprehensive disaster relief package, which would include aid for Georgia farmers. The names of two hurricanes that caused widespread devastation throughout the Southeast last year have been retired. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says Florence and Michael will be replaced with Francine and Milton. The new names will first appear during the 2024 hurricane season. Names are retired when hurricanes are so destructive that recycling them would be insensitive. Last fall, the two storms caused at least 96 deaths in Georgia, Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Well, legislation authorizing Governor Brian Kemp to pursue a Medicaid waiver has received approval from a statehouse panel. It would give Georgia more flexibility to use federal funding, but also cap who's eligible. Georgia is one of 14 states that haven't fully expanded Medicaid under the 2018 Affordable Care Act, which called for Medicaid coverage for those making slightly above the federal poverty level. The bill would limit Medicaid expansion to those at or below the poverty level. Several health care providers praised the bill yesterday, but many said they want lawmakers to remove the eligibility cap. The bill passed the Senate last month and could soon move to the House floor for a vote. A hospital in West Central Georgia has settled a payment dispute with the agency running Medicare. The AJC reports the Roosevelt Warm Springs Rehabilitation Hospital recently settled allegations it had received nearly $600,000 in overpayments from Medicare. The hospital's current owner, Augusta University Health, will repay about half of the amount Medicare says should not have been paid. In return, the hospital dropped a lawsuit challenging Medicare's auditing process. And Georgia Pacific says it plans to invest $30 million at its lumber mill in Rome, Georgia. The Rome News Tribune reports that the investment in new equipment will not directly create jobs at the facility, which currently has about 160 employees, but it will ensure the viability of existing jobs. Currently, the plant accepts about 100 truckloads of raw timber per day with the goal of shipping out 30 truckloads of finished lumber. The upgrades are expected to increase lumber production by about 20%. Georgia Pacific says work for the upgrades is expected to begin this summer and finish this fall. It says this is the largest investment in the plant since the company acquired it in 2013. And in sports, Georgia State University begins their road to the Final Four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament tomorrow night. The 14th-ranked Panthers take on the 3rd-ranked University of Houston at 7:20 p.m., that game in Tulsa. On the women's side, the 15th-ranked Mercer University Bears tip off against Iowa Friday at 3 p.m. in Iowa City. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.